case, please.
Next application is case number 11339, the application of Joanne Johnson. Site is located southeast of State Route 368, also known as Beaver Dam Road, 600 feet southwest of Route 362 and being north of Ocean Air Drive, and also being lot B11 within Ocean Air subdivision. Site is located on tax map, says tax map ID 134, map 16, parcel 782, and they are requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. In this case, the applicants are requesting a 11.9-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for the dwelling, 11.4-foot variance from the required 40-feet front yard setback for the shed, requesting a 2.1-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback also for the shed. In this application, we received no letters or comments in support of or opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joanne Johnson, 232 Overbrook Avenue, Oakhurst, New Jersey.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, from attorney from Fenwick Island, and the applicant, Joanne Johnson, is seated to the right of me. And the variances, as Mr. Lank has stated, are needed given a couple things that have happened. When Joanne Johnson and her husband purchased the property back in 2002, they were unaware of the need for variances. Like the previous applicant before you, they did not have a survey done at that time. This came to light when her husband has since passed away. It came in light when she was in the process of selling the property. A survey was done, which we've attached to the application by Lawrence Long. As part of the process in applying for the variance, we discovered that a couple of things have happened. One is that after the Johnsons purchased the property, a 5-foot strip of land, if you look at the survey by Lawrence Long, along State Road 368, Beaver Dam Road, was acquired by the state of Delaware, which is all along that frontage, which shortened the area that the setback for the home. Back in 1991, a previous owner, not the owner that sold the property to the Johnsons, but a previous owner had obtained a variance from the board because of the setback violation at that time, which was granted, and it was for a 5.5-foot variance. And I believe the applicant, in looking at the record, had miscalculated, I think, their dimensions at that time as well, based upon their survey. But it became even worse once the state acquired the 5-foot strip of land, 136 by 5-foot strip of land, and that was in 2007 when they did that. Also, when the Johnsons purchased the property, both the sheds were in their current location, so she was unaware that the sheds were an issue as well. If you look at the Lawrence Long survey, you'll see that the property is almost a triangle. It's 24.75 feet along Ocean Air Lane and then stretches out to 136 feet along Beaver Dam Road. So the property is surrounded by the three roads. The home has been in that location. It had to be in that location prior to 1991 when the first variance was obtained. And we're seeking the variance really because the applicant did not create the hardship. She was unaware of the problem. The hardship really became in existence really more so when the state of Delaware acquired the additional 5 feet, creating the need for this variance, even though one was granted before for that location. We're also here to seek the variances for the two sheds. And if you look at that survey, there's really nowhere to move that shed because the building envelope is so small for this property. So it's pretty hard to fit within that the envelope. We believe, and Joanne believes as well, that this variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. The actual variance will not change the essential character of the neighborhood. In doing some research back in 1991, other neighbors, in fact, One of the neighbors, four houses from here, also had to get a variance as well for the 40-foot setback at that time, and probably would have to come in here again if they were selling for that same reason, because of that 5-foot stretch. We believe, therefore, that it won't affect the development of other adjacent properties, but really will be in conformity with those properties, and that the requested variance is based on the survey is the minimal amount to afford this relief, and it will not be detrimental to the public welfare. We believe it's in conformity with the public welfare. Joanne, have I accurately stated the need for the variance in this matter?
Come up with any other questions. And if you have any other questions, I want to get it on the...
Oh, not a problem.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay.
Right. No, stay right here. Stay with me. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Galloway, just for the record, I've looked at the indexing of our computer printout on parcels with variances. This parcel, as stated by Mr. Tomasetti, had a previous variance in 1991 for the front. There was a variance on the adjoining parcel in 2010, also for the front. There was a variance in 1991 for parcel 785, which is three lots from the same property, for a front and rear. There was the next parcel, 786, was also granted a variance for the front in 1991. And those lots are considered through lots. Most likely the setback was from Beaver Dam Road, but I don't have those files to verify, but I'm assuming that's what they were.
But you're pretty well sure of that.
It appears to be that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Because the through lot situation impacts those lots, especially this one in the corner.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, we'll see if there are any questions from members of the board. Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
And Mr. Records?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we got this straight now, because we did have a variance which years ago just wouldn't apply today because of the fact that the state is state.
Correct.
So you're looking for 11.9 tenths for the front yard for the dwelling.
That's correct.
11.4 for the front yard for the shed. And also
2.1
side yard variance for the shed.
That's correct, Mr.
Okay. So you're saying that this came about with the front change because of the state.
The state taking the property.
Taking the property over. Okay. And you had
no idea
that you were in violation of any of these. Another
no
case
idea
of
at all.
Not
yeah.
getting a survey and.
I guess we didn't need a survey when
probably
we purchased,
not at that
and
time. Yeah.
You know, we got hit with this. I'm like, what do you? They yeah. were there. The
okay.
sheds were there. Yeah, the sheds were there. You know,
all right.
We haven't added anything except a new driveway. That's yeah. it.
All right, thank you.
Any further?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Lank, isn't there a variance required for both sheds on the side yard?
There should be a 5-foot setback for both sheds. Did I read the three that were requested?
It's 5 foot. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. So 2.1. One is 6 feet. Okay. We're
yeah, one. The one is 2.1 variance right. needed to satisfy.
One's okay.
on the side.
Yeah, the one's okay.
Just not on the front. No other questions.
Right. And I have no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the parcel is unique in shape and thereby needing the variances requested. Also believe that it cannot otherwise be developed because it has been some time this way, as well as with the property being taken by the state of Delaware. It wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief, as the applicant has testified. So therefore, I would request that we approve case number 11,339.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,339. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, then, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,339 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Sir.